You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Planning an event this summer? Sure you are. Maybe it's a staff meeting, a book club, meeting with a new client, or a neighborhood barbecue. All of those are events, and all of them need to be accessible and inclusive for people with disabilities. Now, the CDC estimates that 1 in 4 people in the United States has a disability. This number is likely to increase with the rise of long COVID. Make your event accessible by doing things like offering both an online and real-world option, sending out agendas, questions, menu options, or materials to review well in advance, using accessible software to choose calendar dates or to RSVP, designing event activities that don't depend on everyone having the same level of fitness, range of motion, height, flexibility, hearing, vision, or sensory needs. And most importantly, ask attendees if there's any accommodations that would make it easier for them to fully participate. You can find out more about planning accessible events by visiting go.uvm.edu/accessible-events. This message has been brought to you by the UVM Center on Disability and Community Inclusion and your accessible and inclusive DJs here at 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington.
You be
Hello, everybody. You are currently tuned to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington, and I am DJ Pilk, and I am joined in... DJ Pilk! I am joined in the booth today with, if you guys want to introduce yourselves.
We are Katie Ternity. I'm Ben.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Griffin.
That's Katie Ternity, C-A-D-Y-T-E-R-N-I-T-Y.
Awesome.
We have to spell it every time. It's everybody, they're like, what?
That's okay. I think my parents were like, wait, who's on? I'm like, Katie Ternity. Who? I'm like, okay.
I feel like it's not that hard to
no,
understand.
It's not.
Really not. Like, Katie Ternity. Like, it's not.
It's a classic Irish-American name.
Yeah. People are just uneducated.
Right. yeah, you people.
Yeah. Come on. So it is Porch Fest Day. It is also Vinyl Fun Day. So we're gonna spin some vinyl. We're gonna chat it up a little bit. If you guys wanna take a minute and tell me about, I think, your newest album.
Sure. That's called On and On and On. So that's spelled O-N ampersand O-N A-N-O-N. It's a little funny. It came out last October, last Halloween actually. And it's available on our website, katieternity.net. And a little plug, it was called one of the best Vermont records of the year by 7 Days. So
he loves to say that.
I do, and I have it framed on my wall.
It's true, though. It's, you know.
Well, hey, you got to give credit where credit is due. So, I mean, you get told something. I mean, I would have a, you know, a banner and wear it everywhere.
I'm going to get it printed on a t-shirt.
You should.
A little bit of lore about the album. These guys actually... they like cooped themselves up and recorded most of this album without me. I'm not salty about that at all. but like one day they were like, hey, do you want to hear the new album? And I was like, huh? And they just sent it an audio file to me and I was like, oh, this is fucking awesome. Ooh. Oh, sorry.
WRUV.
Okay. The preceding material presented here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington may seem objectionable to some listeners. We'd like to make it clear that this material does not necessarily represent the views of this station or its staff. If you have any comments, please call us at 802-656-4399. And thank you for tuning into your better alternative, 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
So what I
freaking awesome.
I was gonna say what I think you meant to say is this is bleeping awesome,
yeah, it's
but
freaking awesome. Yeah, it was incredible. So.
Yeah, we actually don't talk about it very much, but Sarah and I, we are a married couple, and we wrote and recorded most of the album in the home that we shared before we moved to Winooski, which was a tiny little cabin out in the woods with no running water.
Oh my god!
And we would have to go like 15 minutes to go to the bathroom or eat dinner or whatever, so it was really a labor of love to make the album.
Jeez. I know you guys had performed at Exposure on the Road, and I think our wonderful events director, Missy Aggravation, had asked you guys this, but what is it like living with a significant other, being in a band with a significant other? Is there a lot of, like, clash of ideas? Is there any arguments that stem within the band that then transpire into other aspects, or is it all sunshine and rainbows?
We're very good at arguing, which I think really aids in the creative process, because we can hash out our differences really easily and come to like really good compromises creatively.
Yeah, I think that one important thing that we decided on when we first started writing music together for our first album was that an idea isn't right unless we both think that it's right. Mm-hmm. So it's not, there's very rarely like someone being like, I want it my way. It's sort of like, if we don't agree on something, then we don't agree on it. Mm-hmm. And we find a new idea that works for both of us. And now with Griffin, that's what we try to do when we record music with him as well.
Ben and Sarah just like shout at each other, and I just sit there with my fingers in my ears, and I go la 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 la. I can't hear you.
There have been multiple touring moments where one of us has locked ourselves in the bathroom at the hotel.
we don't want to go into that one. That's a bad one.
And the other one's outside with Griffin being like, I'm so mad at the other person.
That's so funny. I'm trying to think of what else. Well, a WRUV Exposure Classic question that is one of my favorites, which I think is a little silly, but I want to ask before we spin, is what is your favorite smell?
Sandalwood. It Ooh. Reminds me of my babysitter.
Okay.
I love the smell of coffee. If I could just have a coffee candle and hot coffee in my home all the time and everything smelled like coffee, I'd be so happy.
Fair.
I am a really big fan of the smell of my own farts.
Hey, and you know what? Thank you for admitting that. I feel like a lot of people agree with you and are just too scared to say it.
Both literally and figuratively.
Okay. Okay. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about what track you chose, why we're going to spin it, if it means anything, or if you just like it.
Sure. This is the first track off of Frank Zappa's album One Size Fits All, and it's called Inca Roads. It's a song questioning the existence of extraterrestrials and if those stories really are true.
And it's vocally narrated song-wise by the great George Duke, who played keys, synthesizers, and vocals on this album a lot, and I love him.
I am not a very big fan of Frank Zappa.
Yes, Griffin's always throwing the Frank Zappa hate out there, but I think this is one of his more amicable compositions.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to hear it, and just bear with me while I try and start the record player. This is my actually, guys, this is my first time spinning on air, so Fingers crossed it goes well.
Yeah.
But all right, Frank Zappa, and yes. Okay.
Such a thing to learn.
Thank you.